Mr. Lahr, what was your reaction when you were approached to star in Foxy, which to be held in Dawson City?
Well, the first time I heard about it, I was doing a show in New Hope, Pennsylvania, the show I'm going to do in New York after the closing of this one. And Bob Whitehead, one of the producers, being a friend of mine, asked me if I would like to do the festival up here. Well, you see, you know, I fish a lot, and I love to fish. That's my main hobby. And I understood that fishing up here was very good. By the way, it was. I had a few, 4 or 5 good days, yes. And I said, not ever being up in the Northwest, I thought it would be a novel experience. And at that particular time, not having anything in mind for the summer. We usually go to Canada anyway, the East Coast, that is. I told Bob I'd be interested. And then when they told me who was going to do the show, that is the authors, I became doubly interested, and that's the way it started. And you know, I don't fly, you see, so they were willing to let me go by train and the boat trip and up from Vancouver up to Skagway, which was magnificent. And then over from Skagway to Whitehorse, and then from Whitehorse here. And it was quite an experience. I loved every minute of it because we rehearsed in Vancouver, which I think is a magnificent city, a beautiful city. I think Vancouver is one of the most picturesque cities in North America. I really do, honestly, yes. And there, here I am. And naturally, opening night was very exciting. Had all the dignitaries of the territory up here, and they liked the show very much, and it was quite an exciting night. I'll remember it for many years to come.
Well, isn't it nice that Dawson could put on a reception like that on your opening night for you, Mr. Lahr? Now, there were literally hundreds of people at the reception that the Foxy Company held Wednesday afternoon. And it was a delight, you know, to watch the dancers swooping around with their trays of coffee and platters of sandwiches. Now, this was rather unique, wasn't it, in show business, for a company to hold a reception for a community?
Well, I say it was. I believe the reason for that, the company seemed to take to the people who are kindly and hospitable and real home folks. And they, in turn, took to the company, which is unusual. And we were greeted everywhere with hospitality and invited out. And people didn't hold us in contempt, which in certain towns they do to actors. I mean some people, I don't say all. But everybody in town was congenial and friendly, and it was like a big happy family. And as I said in the speech at the reception, that I've been in show business for 50 years. And I've never been in a town where the friendliness was so pronounced, you see? And I presume everybody in the company felt the same way as I do about the people in Dawson.
Well, it's so nice of you to feel this way and to respond so, but I imagine it was a response to your own company's attitude. Now, you've been in Dawson almost 2 months, and several times you have said that you regret leaving. Now, this is almost the night before closing, and you're still quite sorry that you're going, are you?
Well, I'll leave it with a feeling of regret. You see, my first feeling coming into the town, it was so unusual looking, you see. And I said to myself, well, how are the accommodations, and how is the food? And then, I'll use a cliche, the town really grew on me because we made everything for ourselves, and the people made it for us, and the accommodations were very good, and Mrs. Law cooked, and it was wonderful. I had a tremendous vacation, and it is really a vacation, only one show a night, you know.
Yeah.
And I regret leaving because I slept better here than I do in New York. It's pretty hot there now, you know.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Law, this has been a pleasure, and Dawson has appreciated having you and the company here, too. And I'm quite sure that in years to come, events in Dawson will be dated either before Foxy or after Foxy. Thank you very much, Mr. Law. This is Alfred Retallick in Dawson City.